Harvard Commencement Ritual. Every June, on commencement day, Harvard rolls out the crimson carpet for about 32,000 people. It is the most important 24 hours on campus, not only for students receiving diplomas and their families and friends, but also for the collective Harvard community, past and present, that converges to join the celebration. Harvard Yard is ablaze with reds, blues, greens, and gold. The varied flags of the university's numerous college decorate the yard for the commencement. The ceremony is comprised of three components: the ceremonial morning exercises, during which university degrees are conferred, the midday luncheons, and diploma awarding ceremonies at the undergraduate houses, graduate and professional schools, and the afternoon annual meeting of the Harvard Alumni Association, during which Harvard's president and the featured commencement speaker deliver their addresses. The morning exercise usually starts early, at about 6 o'clock. Degree confirmation is the most important moment for graduating students. Bachelors, masters, and doctors wear different gowns. It is the hood that has the greatest degree of symbolism. A master's hood is 3.5 feet long. The doctor's is 4 feet, but both have a silk lining in the colors of the university. All Harvard hoods are black on the outside and lined in crimson, the color officially described as that of arterial blood, formerly adopted as the official livery color of the university in 1910. Academic regalia recall medieval times when scholars wore clerics who wore robes, hoods, and capes to shield themselves from European winters. Today's academic gown almost certainly evolved from the inner robes or tunics of those medieval scholars. Every commencement, graduates of Harvard's various schools bring in props to wave as Harvard's president confers their degrees. Plastic globes for Harvard Kennedy School students, or school workbooks for those from the Graduate School of Education, for example. In 2009, graduating students from Harvard Medical School sported surgical masks, making them look like, well, pandemic-shy residents of major cities around the world. With thousands of people crammed into Harvard Yard for Thursday's ceremonies and swine flu out and about, it was unclear whether the newly minted docs were toting masks in the spirit of the day or out of an abundance of caution. Both, perhaps?